Test 5. Listening, Part 2. You will hear a student called Caroline talking about her research project into rivers that have been made to flow underground. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. You will need to play the recording twice.
Good morning. My name's Caroline MacArthur and I'd like to tell you a little about my research project into rivers that have been turned into underground streams. Of course, some rivers flow underground naturally, but I'm interested in the ones that have been put into pipes deliberately. In Britain, a number of rivers were buried underground in large pipes during the Industrial Revolution of the 18th and 19th centuries. Rivers had always been used for sewage, but in this period, industry created pollution that affected lots of rivers, either deliberately or by accident. The aim was that it should be carried away by turning the river into a drain. One benefit, although this wasn't known at the time, was that covering rivers limited the spread of waterborne diseases. This led to significant improvements in the quality of people's lives. Because underground rivers have no sunlight, plants can't photosynthesize, and so existing habitats were effectively destroyed, and there was no chance of new ones developing. In other words, the river ended up with no plants and no fish. Another reason for the lack of wildlife was that when rivers were put into pipes, sections of pipe that were supposed to meet precisely didn't necessarily, and the difference in level could be great enough to prevent fish from passing along the stream. Nowadays, we know covering rivers over isn't a particularly effective way of dealing with flooding. In fact, it can make the risk worse. One reason being that pipes may suffer a blockage, causing the water to back up. Similarly, if the pipe is under pressure from large amounts of flood water, it may collapse. In either case, serious damage is a potential outcome. Let me give you an example. A few years ago, a block of flats had to be evacuated. What nobody knew was that a river flowed underneath it in a pipe. So, when a serious storm caused the pipe to collapse, the river spread out and washed away the foundations of the building, putting it at serious risk of falling down. It cost millions of pounds to demolish the building and construct a new one. Rather short-sightedly, perhaps, the river remained underneath the building in a new pipe. It's remarkable how few underground rivers are known, and identifying the unknown ones can be very difficult. I'm consulting old maps, of course, and I'm also looking at documents that mention rivers which aren't visible these days. Apart from that, I'm using software that shows the contours of the land and maps where water would run if it flowed naturally through the landscape. Comparing the results of this with old maps predicts fairly accurately where there are valleys, often ones that aren't at all visible on the ground, and these often contain an underground river.
That is the end of Part 2. Now turn to Part 3.